Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Youth and Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Fin Health here in Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge is none other than Mr. or Senor Victor Corro from Cupera Consulting. How are you, sir? ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, mi amigo. ¿Cómo está usted?
Bien, bien.
Me alegro.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
All right, let's talk English now.
Okay.
No, it's all right.
Sounds good.
All good, man. Good to see you. Good to see you. I think we've run into each other at least a dozen times
in a year.
On the road each year, for sure. So, yeah. So, it's always good to see your smiling face.
Thank you.
And especially here at this one. This is a CU Fin Health has gotten nothing but glowing reviews so far. We're only in day 2.5 or something like
that.
So, yeah. So, what brings you here this year?
Well, this year, basically, we're talking about the partnership that we have had with, you know, the National Caribbean Foundation, Attune, and Cupera to actually help credit unions with data to start their journey in, you know, deep inclusion, especially, you know, multicultural consumers, because, you know, the United States is growing more and more multicultural.
Oh, yeah.
And so if the Koreans want to be relevant, obviously they need to understand the needs, the wants, the membership experience that a multicultural consumer base is expecting of them. So this is what we were discussing today in the panel.
Yeah. So yeah, share with me some highlights on the panel too, because I was going to ask you about that a little ways down, but that would be a nice segue.
So. Well, it would be, you know, Koreans ask, so where do I start with this? And again, we just say several times, with data. You know, and then making sure that the data that you acquire from a credit union, be it membership data, be it about the financial health of the credit union staff, really lead to the thinking of, okay, why do we exist as credit unions? Which is basically two things. First of all, you know, we have to provide access or financial, or be inclusive when it comes to our communities, so that we find every person that can belong to a credit union and invite them in. That is financial inclusion. And then by the virtue of this financial inclusion, or that invitation to a consumer to come in, let's say that they accepted the invitation, now they're in the house. So then we make them feel like they belong in that house. And by virtue of belonging in that house and being included now, we walk them through a path that goes towards financial health and well-being. So that was kind of like our discussion. You know, where do we start? Basically, we start with data. Then we have to be very clear about what our mission is, and then lead that consumer into financial inclusion and financial well-being.
Which is where credit unions live. They live and breathe, for sure. So So any feedback from the panel, or any interesting Q&A or anything like that?
Well, yeah.
From credit unions?
And again, it's it really is, you know, we talked about it at Discopera itself, you know, at the seismic demographic shifts that are existing in the country. In between 2040 and 2045, the United States would be a majority people of color country. You know, it's a majority, minority-majority country. That's where we're headed to. So that was one of the realization things that we had. The other was talk about the Hispanic community in the United States, you know, being the largest minority group, is already 67 million. So it's basically a nation within a nation. But it's, you know, part of the core of being American. And, you know, it cannot be treated as a niche market anymore. It's a mainstream market. Same with, you know, Asian Americans. In many parts of the country, this is the demographic that is growing the fastest, even larger than Hispanics. So, again, this narrative of finding people that may be invisible to the industry and make sure that we have a plan for them. That was one of the takeaways of this conversation.
Yeah, and credit unions really need to be well aware of this type of stuff, for sure. If they're not already. And have plans in place to address the needs of these these communities, right?
And especially doing deep dives on their membership, you know, finding out, you know, what is the percent, the demographic percentage of, let's say, you know, Asians, Hispanics, Blacks, Whites in their membership, and then comparing that to their feel of membership. So we find that you know, the credit union is 13% African American, but the market or the field of membership is 26% market African American, then that gap really, you know, informs that, you know, the credit union needs to accelerate, you know, the membership experience or the awareness so that they can grow. So it's finding ways to grow organically, looking if we are representative of the community that you're based on.
And finding the channels to communicate with these groups, right? So they're in different channels, you know? So they're different communication networks, if you will. So, they're very unique in that way. So, but when you can get plugged in, oh my gosh.
Right.
You're good.
Exactly. The channels, and also, you know, sometimes it's the community-based organizations that the credit union can partner with in order to understand different demographics.
That's a great move.
You know, we talked about, you know, also, is there anyone in the credit union trying to look for the most marginalized consumer in a community? A most marginalized consumer could be a person that doesn't speak English, speaks Tagalog, it speaks, you know, Vietnamese or Spanish, whatever it is, and there's no direct communication with a credit union. And so is there anyone internally looking for those people that may not be included in the financial system because they have friction with language? You know, is there any champion internally looking for those things?
You got to have that. It's almost like you have to have, you have to have that today, sure.
Well, you do. And then in order to fulfill the mission of the credit union, really, you know, it's financial inclusion and financial well-being for all. And so we cannot keep just, you know, crafting a membership experience for consumers that have 20 other or 50 other alternatives to open an account. And if that's the market that we go after, that market is saturated. What about the people that don't even have an account?
Exactly.
What about the people that don't, that may have an account at the credit union but do their banking elsewhere? So it's the data informs all of that.
Like you said, start with the data.
Start with the data.
You're good to go. So
yes.
I want to turn it back to the conference here. What have you, I mean, obviously you've given a lot to this conference with your expertise. What has it given back to you? Any takeaways for you to take back to Coopera on Monday morning?
You know, yesterday when Brenton Peck opened it, it was really interesting because he shifted the narrative. He said, you know, this could be an industry of happiness. And, you know, having the you know, very clear what our business model is. We're financial cooperatives that are supposed to be development agencies for communities. You know, that's a great narrative. Rather than talking about how big our assets are and how many branches we have, it really is we bring happiness to people through financial health. A person that is, you know, doesn't have stress or worry about their finances, it's a happier person. And so that would be such a great narrative to actually use in our industry.
I think so too.
Rather than to talk about dry things as assets.
You know,
you know, of course, important.
Sure.
But, you know, if we're going to differentiate ourselves, we can use that narrative of happiness, health, well-being, and, you know, human-centric kind of things in our value proposition.
It's very relatable.
It is very relatable.
Especially for the consumer out there.
Right.
Yeah.
The consumers don't, you know, really largely don't care what your assets are. They care whether you can help me with my financial problems or issues.
Are you going to make me happy? Are you going to help me with my happiness quest? For sure.
Exactly.
And obviously finance is a major part of that, as he pointed out in his talk yesterday. Yeah, I loved it as well. So yeah, really good stuff. So, all right, Victor, anything else to add to wrap up here? I know we talk at least a dozen times a year, it seems like, but I always enjoy getting the latest and greatest kind of multicultural trends and stuff from you, because I think it's so valuable in today's world.
Well, I would share that they're, you know, we're partnering again with the National Credit Foundation this year to, you know, give grants to credit unions to start, you know, knowing their membership through this data. If you're a credit union between 300 million and 600 million, there's a grant opportunity.
Okay.
Go in on the foundation's website, and the information will be there.
Okay.
We're also partnering with the Wisconsin League. You know, lately we do this, Cornerstone, several leagues as well, to do this work. Start with data.
There it is. I think that's the theme of our conversation.
Yes.
All right, Victor, thank you so much. Keep up the good work there at Cupera Consulting. And as always, I always look forward to the next conversation.
Yeah, you as well,
done,
my friend.
Good job, man.
Hasta luego.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CU Finn Health brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.